prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And as usual, it is Wednesday. We're going to be joined by Wendy Wilson in a minute, the 24th day, by the way, of May 2023. Melody will be joining us after the next break. A lot to talk about today, a lot of news, a lot of things happening, folks, on every front. And before we go to Wendy, I'm looking forward to our topic today. We're going to talk about reactions to GMO foods. And, folks, about everything we eat today, GMO, especially corn. Let's get through the markets and the metals. Everything was about down today. I mean, all the markets worldwide were down. Metals are down. USDX oil and the yield was up a little bit, but the Dow was down 22 points to 32,833. NASDAQ was down 66 points to 12,493. FTSE was down... S&P was down 26 points to 41.19. FTSE was down 1.44% to 18,931. The DAX was down 1.92% to 15,842. Hang Seng was down 1.62% to 19,115. Nikkei was down 0.89% to 36,82. Yeah. And I'll go back to go through the metals next. The gold was down 15.02 to 19,6019. Silver was down 39 cents, 23.06. Platinum was down 1970 to 1,057.60. Palladium was down 45.50, folks, 14,446.70. So everything was down, all the markets and metals. USDX was up 0.36 to 103.85. Oil was up 87 to 73.78. And the 10-year yield was up 0.34 to 3.732%. So I guess you could say market-wise and metal-wise, we all took a hit today. But I said the USDX oil and the yield was all up. So take it as with any way you want to, I guess. But the metals are dropping. That's a good time to buy, folks, because they will not stay down forever. They truly won't. But anyway, let's go to our guest today. Let's talk to Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. And her topic today that I'm very much interested in hearing is our reactions to the food we eat because it's all GMO. And Wendy, before we get started, I'll make mention that back in the early 90s, when I first started doing radio, I reported on the fact that they were going to put trout genes in tomatoes to keep them from freezing. I thought, boy, that's absurd. But they've done much more than that since then, haven't they?
Yeah, they put spider DNA in lettuce now because it gave it more vitamin C.
Wow.
So they do kind of some interesting things, I will say that. But, you know, we're getting more GM foods year after year. They're adding to the list. But the public really doesn't hear the downside of eating a genetically modified food. All they hear is it's the same as the conventionally organic foods. But they're not. They're not the same. So GM foods are patented, which means a change had to occur. The standard rule to obtain a patent on a naturally occurring compound was that a certain process had to be used. So let's just look at that a minute. They call it strategic patenting or monopoly. So for decades, the standard process for obtaining a patent on a natural compound was it had to be isolated and purified, or that means stripped of other elements, so that the patent office had to see this in a specification in order for the patent to go through categories of approvals. Now, there's four categories for the patent inspectors to make a decision. They look at an abstract idea. In other words, is it a theory that's not yet in existence? They look at the laws of nature. They look at factual truths. And they look at natural phenomenon, which is a factual occurrence. And then lastly, they look at a natural product. So they have comparison. So if a patent application claims something other than the above, the examiners closely examine that claim, and there has to be a significant structural change for what nature provided in order to get a patent. So it can't be what God made. So what does all this mean? What does that have? What does a significant structural change mean? Well, here's what the patent office says. It says a significant different standard with respect to a natural product. What is claimed should be non-naturally occurring and markedly different in structure from a naturally occurring product. So it has to be nothing natural. Did you catch that? So here is a description. They say the markedly different implies within patent language means a very obvious and easily noticeable change. Therefore, GM foods, they're not the same as natural foods. They're just, and they're obviously not the same in order to get a patent. Derek Lowe, he's a PhD with organic, he's an organic chemist. He says this, the more different your claimed product is from the naturally occurring one, the more likely it is to be considered a patentable, eligible item by the U.S. Patent Office. So it has to be different. And also here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology. They said this October 2020, they say a patent gives its owner the legal right to exclude others from using this invention for a limited number of years in exchange for disclosing the invention to the public. During the period of protection, the owner can recoup their investments in research and development, and this acts as a reward for the innovation, as well as an incentive to engage in further innovative activities. Patent protection is particularly important for the pharmaceutical industry, end of quote. They go on to say, however, some pharmaceutical companies may use the patent system for a different purpose. In other words, they say they procure numerous secondary patents that create multi-layer protection around their successful product to avoid competition on the merit. Such strategic patenting allows pharmaceutical companies to strengthen their monopoly position, and this is continuing charging high prices. This is where you get the high prices in your prescription market. They say strategic patenting has a negative effect on competition and the consumer welfare, end of quote. So there's a game here, obviously, and it's a game changer, Pastor Butch.
Oh, yes.
In 2014, the U.S. Patent Office kind of declared some new guidelines handed to them from the U.S. Supreme Court. Ta-da. In which the patent cannot be issued on a purified natural product. And this has had a serious impact on some companies, even universities that conduct a lot of research in life sciences. So the mirrored decision, purified natural substances could be patented, is now changed. The decision was held that an isolated DNA that is exactly the same sequence as what's found in nature cannot be patented. So they have to change the DNA in order for the patent to hold. So the patent examiners have 12 new guidelines now instead of just four to check for eligibility for a patent. However, the guidelines do not have the force of law. Courts and higher administrative authorities, a patent trial and appeals boards and so forth, can overrule a patent examiner's decision. But it has to be different than what was in Nature. It has to be genetically changed.
Wow.
Well, let me just read this. This is the section on the gastroenterologist physician who noticed a big change. This was a female gastroenterologist. She said her patients came to her around 2010 complaining of digestive dysfunction, gas, bloating, heartburn, abdomen pain, diarrhea, constipation. Now, she admitted that medicine treats the symptoms only, so she asked her patients about their diet. And, of course, they told her that we're eating the same stuff we've always been eating the rest of the whole life. And they said it's not our diet. But the doctor knew that the food had been changed, genetically altered. So it looks like, looks can be deceiving. So the food is different on a molecule level, she says. The doctor was looking into this cause for her patient's distress. And she said a few years later, she started having symptoms, same ones that her patients were having. And she ran a bunch of tests. She wasn't pregnant. She didn't have liver failure. She completed a diet modification several years ago. She removed all the dairy, the fast foods, the processed foods, the sugars. So she decided to eliminate grains. And she said within 1 week her symptoms improved.
Wow.
She tried organic grains, and she had no digestive distress at all. So what she concluded is the human body does not recognize genetically modified foods and can't digest them properly. So she found that your GMOs cause irritation in the stomach lining and the intestinal wall, excessive inflammation, diarrhea, gas, and bloating from undigested food. So the body's not able to digest this food properly. So the body's attempting to get rid of the inorganic food quickly. This causes a lot of those symptoms with diarrhea. The doctor also found that lots of glyphosate or Roundup in the genetically modified foods will disrupt your gut flora and create excessive amounts of bad bacteria and a lot of inflammation. So, and a lot of your GMO foods, Pastor Butch, they splice in your Roundup glyphosate. So they make the plant a manufacturing hub for the glyphosate and your pesticides. So they're telling farmers, you know, use the GMO seeds because you'll save money. You won't have to use as much pesticides, right? Yeah. Well, the problem is the plant isn't as healthy, and it attracts pests, bugs. And so what happens is the farmers are forced to use more pesticide. And when a bug eats a plant that has pesticide on it or in it, it makes their digestive area swell and it kills them. So it's doing the same thing in humans. See?
Wow.
According to the National Library of Medicine, they said to address these challenges, advances in analytical platforms have played a key role in unraveling potential GMO effects at the molecule level. So they're trying to get at why people are sick eating these foods. So what are we looking at here with the consumption of your GMO foods? Well, according to the medical professionals, brain dysfunction and mental disturbances like the inability to focus, appetite suppression, violent behaviors, depression, nutritional deficiency, lack of adequate detoxification, the body's not detoxing like it should, liver damage, muscle dysfunction and damage, respiratory disorders, skin disorders, immune system imbalance, heart attacks, and diabetes. The Brannick Clinic of Natural Medicine says this: GMO foods and all the associated chemicals sets us up for a poor quality of life and health and probably a reduction in lifespan, end of quote.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And so according to your medical news, you know, they kind of downplay. Science admits that there may be some allergic reactions to GM foods, but there's a risk. It's a very small risk, and people can be allergic to organic foods as well, you know, your conventional stuff. So they would have us to believe, Pastor Butch, that an allergy will occur only if a protein from a common allergy food like nuts were introduced into and then processed by the GMO food. So they're trying to say your GMO food would have to have some nuts involved in its genome in order for you to be allergic to. So the WHO discourages GM engineers from using genes or DNA allergens from these types of allergy type foods. So don't put nuts in the GMO stuff, they're telling them. And we're also led to believe that scientists test the GMO foods for allergy responses before it is released to the market. Obviously, not happening. So the American Cancer Association asserts that there is no evidence your GM foods can create and cause cancer. And typically, science does not want to really look at the cancer link. Therefore, they don't do any studies on it. So they're not looking for it. However, animal studies have also noted some very serious cancerous effects when they're given GM foods. And I'm also noticing that some information that we need on GM is also being scrubbed or sanitized from your internet. So you want to be careful out there. They did some research on pigs, Pastor Butch. They had two groups of pigs. And these were farm pigs, the kind you slaughter within a few months of them being born, so you have bacon, okay? Right. And they hired a veterinarian coroner, and the veterinarian coroner didn't know the specifics of the study. He just knew he was going to autopsy some pigs. So they gave one group of pigs regular feed, and they gave the other group of pigs GMO feed. And then when they got ready to get slaughtered, they had them autopsied first. And the report was the GMO-fed pigs had excessive inflammation of the digestive system to the point of, we don't want to eat this meat. Okay. Wow. So, yeah. So the point is foods change your DNA in 6 days. They've already established that in science. So they take you from an unhealthy fast food junk food diet, Pastor Butch, and they put you on a healthy, clean, organic one. In 6 days, your DNA is responding to that. It changes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so long-term exposure to GM foods, they don't know. They haven't done any long-term studies. And by the time it is established, many people are going to have paid this price, and their health is going to be sacrificed. So what you put in or on the body matters. So keep a food journal. This is going to help you track the food culprits that you're allergic to. That's how I found out I'm allergic to corn. And I'm like, well, I've never been allergic to corn. And then I had some organic corn, and I didn't have the same response. So I go, okay, 97% of our U.S. corn is GMO, so it's the GMO corn. So I have to be careful, because if I have to read labels, because there's cornstarch in soups and dressings and marinades, and that's GMO stuff. I can't have that.
What do you see on the can that lets you know it's GMO?
It doesn't say GMO. It just says cornstarch. But I'm telling you, 97% of your corn grown in the United States is GMO. They're just not telling you that.
Yeah.
My body's reacting to it because I kept a food journal, and my eye swells, and then I get a corneal abrasion. So the swelling occurs, and it just seems to happen in my eyes instead of my gut. So, you have to be careful out there. Read your labels careful. You know, it's just going to be a label reading rest of my life kind of thing for me. I'm limited now what I could have unless it says organic. And that's just how I'm going to protect myself. I can't even go out to eat because of this. Because, you know, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you know they put cornstarch to thicken those sauces and stuff.
Oh, yes,
they put
absolutely.
On
them. Yes, yes.
I can't have that. I can't have that. So unless, of course, you know, you make it yourself and it's organic, that's just the way it is. So be aware out there that's happening. We are totally organic at Apothecary Herbs, till standard organic with all our herbs, and even the alcohol's organic. And I just got a shocker the other week. The organic alcohol went up 40%.
Oh, my goodness.
unbelievable. So it's the way it is. So
well, give us your info. Run out of time.
Oh, 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, thepowerherbs.com, having a Memorial Day sale, 25% off, runs through the end of the month. Call for details. Enjoyed every minute with you.
All right, one more time the number.
866-229-3663. Talk soon.
All right, see you next week. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about it, and we'll be joined by none other than Melody Sederstrom. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Sederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Sederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Sederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul, and we are joined now with Melody Sederstrom. You're listening to Discount Gold and Silver. Listen to Financial Survival, and sponsored by Discount Gold and Silver, a lady that runs that I know very well for many, many years is someone you need to talk to. If you're concerned about the future, and if you're not, then probably you're not paying attention at all. But you need to give Melody a call and ask her some questions about how you can protect your financial assets and maybe leave something for your children's children, folks, just like the Bible says we should, at 800-375-4188. Melody Sederstrom, are you there with us?
I am. Thank you.
It's good to have you. It really is. It's good to join you on the radio every now and then. I actually enjoy an hour with you, and it goes by pretty fast.
It does go by fast. It's a good
really
thing.
It really does. And I guess you kept up the market. All the markets were down today worldwide, and all the metals were down today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. I mean, the only thing was up, USDX and the yield and oil. Everything else was down. So, anyway, it is what it is, folks. And now the time to buy. It is down, and it will go up again. Don't know what will be next week, next month, but it's going to go up again. It come within an inch of hitting a new record high this past time. It's going to do it again. It's going to pass it. And it's going to
well, it does. And, you know, like, largely. Just like tell everybody, things go up and things go down. You know, nothing skyrockets up and never has any type of pullback and so forth. So to think that you're never going to get some sort of a, you know, I don't like to say correction because it really isn't a correction, but just some sort of a, marketing pullback and so forth. If anybody says that, they're wrong. It goes up and it goes down. But look at the trend. Are you kidding me? This is great buying opportunities, and it certainly is going to be going higher, much higher. I agree with you, Butch. I mean, it's going to go past the record, and it's going to keep going. I had a conversation with a very lovely lady just a few minutes ago, and, you know, she's saying, well, you know, somebody says it's going to go to 50,000. Somebody else says it's going to go to 7,300. Somebody else says it's not going to go any higher than 2,400. And there's another Yahoo out there who says it's going to go back down to a lot, 1,000 or something. It's like, these people don't know.
No, they don't know.
Nobody knows.
No.
But what they do know is they look at the trend. Those are just guesses. There's ways you can try to figure out, you know, maybe this calculation will make it go to that number and so forth and whatnot. It doesn't matter. You can either hold paper and risk losing, you know, 80% of your money, 70% of your money, or get something that has at least shown in the past that will protect your purchasing power. And, you know, there, if you think that there's going to be 100% guarantee in anything that you do, you're sadly mistaken. There are no 100% guarantees. There's only one 100% guarantee. And that you have to look up for. So, but protect yourself the best you can. And, you know, and I get why they do that. People wouldn't buy gold if they didn't say it was going to 50,000. You wouldn't buy it. That's one of the reasons people buy it. You wouldn't buy the stock market if they didn't tell you that it was going to go to the moon. And it's always going to go up. Never sell, because it's always going to go up. So you never sell. So you'll get caught because they're telling you never to sell. I mean, that's what they do. You know, and folks, you got to make your own decisions and figure out what's the best thing for you. You've got more power and control over what you do and how you fare through all of this, regardless of what happens, than, you know, your financial broker, your financial planner, your analysts, and half of these, you know, predictors of the future do. Look at the basics. That's what you have to do. Look at the basics. Look at the fundamentals of each product. And you have to look to the history, to the back sign. All of these people who say, well, this is going to happen, that's not going to perform, blah, blah, blah. They're predicting the future and they don't know. But our history tells us a whole lot more than what a lot of these other people do. Well, we got debt too great to be paid. I think everybody can agree with that.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And the price of gold in 2000, and I know it's been 23 years ago, doesn't seem possible, but it has been. It was about $275. Now it's went up to over 2,000. So don't tell me gold hadn't went up in price. I know it's been over 20-some years, but what else could you invest in $250 and come out with over 2,000? So folks, do you think this gold is going to continue going up, and so is silver. And maybe in incremental steps, yes, I'm not saying that isn't going to happen that way, but it's going to keep on doing it. It's going to fluctuate back and forth, but you don't buy it today and sell it tomorrow. You hang on to it. Is that right, Melody?
Absolutely. So, because we do have one heck of a ride, and we don't know when it's going to happen. People say, well, if you don't know when it's going to happen, then why should we do anything today? But that's the whole point, because we don't know when it's going to happen. It could happen tomorrow. So you're going to wait? Because it didn't happen today? That doesn't mean it can't happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next fall. But, you know, if people can't see what's going on out there as far as there's so much chaos and turmoil and people, there's so much hate floating around. It's
unbelievable, and it's going to get worse. And we'll get started real quick, though, because, you know, I guess, you know, DeSantis announced today, right?
Yes, tonight, yeah.
Yes, he announced tonight. Said DeSantis allies, $200 million plan for beating Trump. A key political group supporting Ron DeSantis' presidential run is preparing a 100 million voter outreach push so big it plans to knock on the door of every possible DeSantis voter at least four times in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, and five times in the kickoff Iowa caucuses. The effort is part of an on-the-ground organizing operation that intends to hire more than 2,600 field organizers by Labor Day, an extraordinary number of people for even the best-funded campaigns. Top officials with the pro-DeSantis group, a super PAC called Never Back Down, provide their most detailed account yet of their battle plan to aid Mr. DeSantis, whom they believe they can sell as the only candidate to take on and win the cultural fights that are definitional for the Republican Party in 2024. So we will see. I mean, obviously, they have big plans for him, Mildy. And this next article I want to share, this, we'll get the finances, folks. We'll get the finances in a minute. They're no better than this news, believe me. But we'll get the financial part up, too. And the war in Ukraine is picking up again. Former Deputy National Secretary Advisor, FBI, CIA, and DOJ will rig 2024 election. Now, I didn't say this. This individual said this. Former Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland, who served for the first 4 months of the Trump administration under Michael Flynn, said the deep state is going to rig the 24 U.S. election following their success in 2020. We now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election when they failed to elect Hillary Clinton. They set out to destroy the Trump administration. I think we all saw that, folks, obviously. Go back to 2020. This time the CIA got involved in the election with those 51 former intel agents who said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. So they got away with it for two elections. They will surely try it again and get away with it in the 2024, right? There is now hard evidence that there was an election interference by U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. Those individuals must be terrified that a Republican president comes in with a Republican attorney general and investigates them and charges them with all the crimes they committed over the last 8 years. Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. These people are selling out, selling us out, not only to foreign leaders, but they're interfering in our elections. They're tearing up the Constitution. This is just a gut punch to the American people. I tend to agree. I think there's going to be another interference. There had been many times before 2020, but before 2016. Been going on for decades, if not longer. But they're getting more sophisticated with it, and they're getting by with it more than you ever had before. And my opinion is, Melody, that they got about 2 years left to finish bringing this world into this so-called New World Order in, or the plan for 2030 in. They got 2 years left to deal with that they think they can control. So I think they do about anything. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think they can do just about anything. And, I think I said this the other day and so forth. You have all this proof and that, this was, I don't know whatever Trump calls it, going after him and so forth and whatnot, but no one ever was going to be held accountable. Who knows with all these, Clinton is never going to be held accountable. None of these people are going to be held accountable. It's kind of nice to know to hear some of these things because it then supports what we've been saying for years. It makes us that we're not conspiracy theorists. I mean, we're actually, know the truth. And, that supports us. No one's going to go to jail. I mean, they're all in it Butch. It's just it's nobody cares.
No, not enough.
And they should.
Not enough to. They don't care enough to do anything about it. It's too much effort.
I mean, with the rigging of the elections and the interference and everything else, it's like, it doesn't seem like anybody really cares. So.
Yep, that's very true. And different topic, but default on U.S. debt risk permanently denting nation's credit rating. I don't think Americans worry about that. Their credit ratings have already been dented for a long, long time, ever since it went off the gold standard. If the U.S. government defaults on the debt, its debt even for just a few hours next week, it could have long-lasting consequences for the nation's future. Three major rating companies, S&P Global Ratings, Moody's, and Fitch Ratings, play a big role in how damaging those consequences can be. Because the financial fallout of a default would be severe, the agencies expect lawmakers to come to an agreement before the government runs out of the cash to pay its bills, which could happen as early as next month. But if the government ends up missing a debt payment, all three companies have vowed to lower the rating of the United States as a borrower, and they may be reluctant to restore it to the previous level, even if a deal is reached soon after the default. The United States has never deliberately reneged on its debt in the modern era, but even a brief default would alter the perception of debt ceiling brinkmanship as political theater and turn it into a real risk to the creditworthiness of the government, Moody has warned. Melody, this is such nonsense. The dollar's losing face everywhere all over the world. People don't want any longer. The credit rating, everyone in the world knows we can't pay our debt. And in the 1950s, we did not loan. We were the lender. 1950s, maybe early 60s, we were still the country that loaned to people. We didn't borrow. It started changing very quickly in the 70s. And look how far we've gotten over the last 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, look what's happened to us. This didn't, folks, until the 50s, mid-60s, we didn't have this problem. People depend on us to feed the world. And now we literally cannot feed ourselves. The greatest, most powerful nation on the earth at one time, the richest, most prosperous, most peaceful society in the world's history, has went in the last 50 years from that to where we are today. It didn't take them long, did it, Melody, to tear it down, did it?
Sure didn't.
So this so-called debt ceiling and all this nonsense really is not going to amount to a hill of beans. It comes right down to it. Melody, anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
And this next article by Peter Schiff is, I think, pretty much on the point. The Fed is losing the inflation fight, and I think we can all see that. We saw a big sell-off in the gold market last week, and the price dropped below $2,000 an ounce. The catalyst for that sell-off was tough talk from several Federal Reserve officials and an increasing expectation that the central bank will raise rates again in June. As Peter Schiff explained in his podcast, everybody thinks the Fed is going to win the inflation fight because it is going to be even tougher. In reality, they're talking tougher because they're losing the fight. On Thursday, Dallas Fed President Lori Logan said she's concerned that much too high inflation is not cooling fast enough to allow the Fed to pause its interest rate hike campaign in June. The data is coming weeks in coming weeks could yet show that it's inappropriate to skip a meeting. As of today, though, we aren't there yet. While the stock market shrugged off the tougher Fed talk, the dollar strengthened, gold fell, and the short end of the bond market also sold off. If the FOMC does not raise rates next month, it will push the Fed's funds rate to between 5.25 to 5.5. As Peter pointed out, this would drive rates above the peak of the last cycle back in June 2006. Now, folks, let this sink in. 2006. Remember what happened in 2008? We will be above the interest rate level that precipitated the 2000 financial crisis and the Great Recession. Except the difference today is that we have so much more debt than we did back then. Everybody has a lot more debt. The government, corporations, and individuals. So that level of interest will do far more damage today than it did in 2007. And we know how much damage it did then because we had the financial crisis 2008. So the financial crisis that has already begun in 2023 is going to be much worse than the one that we had in 2008. Household debt is now above $17 trillion for the first time ever. Even more concerning is the fact that credit card debt was flat in Q1. Credit card balances typically fall in the first quarter. Americans are using credit cards as a lifeline. That's how they're dealing with the higher prices. They're charging stuff. In March alone, revolving credit, which included credit card debt, was up to 17.3% on an annual basis. Meanwhile, interest rates on credit card debt has spiked to over 20%. Peter said this indicates the Fed really isn't making any headway. Folks, this is very true. This article is right to the point. We have much more debt over the last since 2008, over the last 15 years, than we did back then. And when this one hits, it's going to make the 2008 debacle look like nothing, Melody. And I do believe that, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just that the numbers are incredible. But we knew back in the 90s that America was bankrupt then. And, you know, it just continues to grow and grow and grow. And I was telling somebody, she was telling me about that. You remember Traffic Hint?
Oh, yes.
I can't remember. Was he a senator? He wasn't a senator. He was a congressman,
he
wasn't
was
he?
He was a congressman, right, right.
Yeah. He was one of the first ones that came out publicly, and I think he was talking in front of a committee or something, and he came out and said, hey, America's bankrupt. He went to jail shortly thereafter.
No one believed him.
Yep. No one believed him.
You know, but he's right on.
Yep.
He told the truth.
Certainly
and ended
is.
Up in a lot of trouble because of it.
So, I heard the music, so I guess we are ready for that break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. Butch, I should have let you bring us back. It's Wednesday.
Well, that's okay. You're here now, so
it's your show today.
Well, yeah. I appreciate that. We work together at this. I can enjoy that. And, you know, this is, well, I'll just read the article and people decide what to think about. But, you know, one time people in Russia were kept pretty much under oppression. Even they couldn't even buy gold for personal use. Well, it's changed in Russia now. Now, what that means, I don't know. Did Russia really turn over a new leaf? Are they really going back into a better society? Are they really going back into a more Christian society? Or this all is all a ploy to suck us in? I really don't know, folks. I don't know. But Russia is encouraged to ditch dollar for gold. Gold ingots up to 20 grams may now be purchased on the Moscow Mint website, the Kosnak Joint Stock Company, which operates a mint, announced on Wednesday. The move is part of a broader agenda to encourage Russians to shift away from U.S. dollar savings. According to the company statement, Russians are now able to buy, sell, or store their purchased gold bars and coins. Zgosnik is planning to make gold ingots weighing 50 grams available for purchase on its website, the company said, adding that the services will be accessible both in the trading salon of the Moscow Mint and through the Gosnik Investment Corp. Investments app. The storage period of ingots at the Moscow Mint is unlimited, while Gosnik guarantees the buyback of all bullion in the mint's vaults. You also accept ingots that have been in circulation if there's no visible damage on them or in the packaging. From April 1st, Russian precious metals refineries, Gosnik, and the country's banks have been allowed to sell gold bars to individuals with no value-added tax. Last March, Moscow scrapped its 20% VAT on individuals making physical gold trades in an effort to draw people away from the U.S. dollar holdings, a common way in the past for Russians to protect their savings. So up until recently, obviously, Melody, they were using dollars to protect their savings. The dollar was a sound investment. Well, Russia sees, of course, knows it isn't. Not only that, they're kind of ticked off with us anyway, so they want to take us away the dollar from being used even for that, which lowers the value of the dollar worldwide. So people now are going to be buying gold with no VAT tax, no value-added tax. I think it's a pretty good deal, don't you?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. So I don't know whether this is. I assume this is really something that Putin and his administration wanted to do to help the people. I'd like to thank that. I don't know that, but I'd like to thank that. Anything you'd like to add to that article?
No, you know, but it's hard if you remember his background and everything. I mean, he was KGB and everything, and I think, you know, he ruled like a KGB man and so forth. So I'm not quite sure, you know, that might be a good way to, I don't know if he's trying to help his people or maybe just defunct the dollar.
Maybe both. I don't know.
But do KGB people help the people?
Not normally. We know they don't.
Normally,
change of heart. I don't see that they don't give. They don't give us the character cards go with the characters anymore. So I really don't know.
But you also know something too, and I don't know how deep that KGB blood runs. But he is how old? Oldest Putin?
I'd say
in his 70s.
I'd say so. Yes.
Well, you know, when we get a little bit closer to, you know, the end of our days, we do change sometimes.
Yeah, we do. Hopefully in time.
Hopefully in time, so.
So, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Poland's going back to buying gold again. Now, folks, keep this in mind, that states and banks are buying gold. Why are they buying gold if they don't think it's going to be of use in the future? You don't buy something just to have it lay and gather dust. You have plans for it, especially banks and money changers. They don't buy this because they don't think it's going to go up in value. They buy it while they think it's cheap enough to get it and have it there for when things do get bottom dust fall out. The National Bank of Poland added nearly 15 tons of gold to its reserve in April. According to data published by the bank last week, it was the largest increase in the country's reserve since 2019, when the bank was boosted reserve by almost 100 tons. The purchase increased the value of Poland's gold reserves to $14.55 billion. Poland's official gold holdings rank as the 22nd largest in the world. Gold makes up about 8.5% of the Bank of Poland's total reserves. So maybe it's a signal that they're beginning another huge round of buying gold. I don't know, but Poland's another nation, and the central banks of that nation are buying gold. Please, I think that should be a lesson to all of us, where if we can afford it, we need to do that, and silver also. By the way, J.P. Morgan has bought, melted tons and tons of silver the last several years, hadn't it?
They like to manipulate the markets.
So they buy tons of it. Folks, they're not buying that to think it's going to lose value. Please, the banks are not in business to lose money. So understand this. This is the time for you to consider doing the same thing. Now, I know you can't buy tons of it, but buy an ounce or two of it. Buy what you can of gold and silver. Do what you can. It could and will get much worse in the future. I don't know how else to put that. But tech layoff mania sparks 200,000 job cuts as the new grads pursue careers on Wall Street. They're not going into technology like they were, folks. 200,000 layoffs so far. 1 month ago, we cited a job recruiter who was asked if the tech layoff cycle was over. Her response was, "We are definitely not done yet." This brings us to the latest data that shows 200,000 tech jobs have been lost since the beginning of the year. According to jobs tracking website, 1,947 jobs have been from 702 tech firms have been sliced in the last 5 months. The pace at which firms are hemorrhaging jobs every month is worsening. Bloomberg said data from levels at .fyi, a site collecting industry pay data, shows tech firms are decreasing offers to new employees. This data shows compensation packages have plunged 25% in March when compared to the same month last year. Also, stock options have become less appealing to new recruits, as many startups listed on public stock exchanges have plunged into bear market territory. There's a lot of chaos in big tech. We're seeing a course correction with a lot of firing. Abby Lou Ebel, a global talent partner, a talent from Lee Heck Harrison, told Bloomberg, "This has led many college graduates to search for jobs in finance instead of tech," as explained by Abel. So, I don't know. They cut the compensation package 25%. That's a huge cut, folks, 1/4. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things happening here. Techs, business apparently are hurting, Melody. What do you think about that?
Well, you're right. I mean, I don't have anything to say.
Well, I read an article today. I didn't share it on the air today because I don't know that I have enough confidence in to really say this is something we should be concerned about. But the article did state that approximately 2,500 more banks are on edge of dropping. Mm-hmm. 2,500, folks. Divide that by 50 states. How many's in your state? Think about that. That's what it said. Now, whether it's real or not, I didn't read on the air. I didn't bring it on to read it because I don't have enough verification. But I don't say the person who wrote it is telling a lie. But 2,500 banks going down, Melody, would pretty much shut most of businesses country down. That's a lot of banks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is.
So think about it, folks. Wagner Chief, this is the head of the elite team in Russia. Wagner Chief reveals 20,000 of his fighters killed in Bakhmut, says Putin's war has backfired. Russia's Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin has given a rare and revealing interview with pro-Moscow blogger Konstantin Dogov, fresh off the weekend declaration of victory over Bakhmut in Ukraine's east. PMC Wagner completely liberated Bakhmut, Prigozhin said, and for the first time made public how many Wagner fighters both participated and died in the campaign, which he previously said was 224 days of fighting. He revealed that the mercenary group lost 20,000 fighters in total at Bakhmut, half of which was convicts who had been recruited from prisons. Brigazin said in the interview, which was published late Tuesday, "Throughout the entire combat operation, I recruited 50,000 prisoners, of which about 20% died. Exactly the same number died as those who signed up through a contract." He described that an equal number of Wagner deceased at Bakhmut had signed up with the St. Petersburg-based firm through regular means or had already long been under contract. He also continued to make remarks which will be seen as hugely provocative by the regular Russian Army military command and inside the Kremlin. If PMC Wagner cannot hand the position behind the Russian Army is not ready to take them over, this means that PMC Wagner has risen to a level higher than the Russian Army. Ooh, that's a direct hit. Also reaffirming that his forces will hand captured territory to military on June 1st. If they, the Army, cannot take over the positions, then the persons concerned must shoot themselves, Prigozhin said. There was only Wagner here in Bakhmut. He had early declared in a video posted to Wagner's channels on Saturday. So the head of the elite fighting forces drafted 50,000 prisoners. 20,000 of these prisoners died. So he's saying that the Russian military cannot take over the country. They're not able to. That is quite a slight, is it not, Melody?
It certainly is. Certainly is.
I mean, that's a direct slap in the face. I don't know. And Bakhmut falls to Russia. Joe Biden escalates toward nuclear war while America burns. This sounds natural news. Over the weekend, Russia completed its military effort to seize the control over the city of Bakhmut. Even as the leader of the Wagner Group declared a victory, announcing total control of the city, the delusional political leaders and military propagandists of Western nations pretend that Ukraine still controlled Bakhmut, barring a page from the transgenderism where a biological man can pretend to be a woman. In reality, however, men can't have babies, and also men can't block military by wishing it so. While the delusional West remains seeped in lies, mass mental illness, and sheer runaway insanity, Russia's military bet on kinetic reality and used the laws of physics to achieve a tactical military victory the Western leaders said would never happen. When the U.S. military is rooted in reality and military sense, it is amazingly capable and effective. But when they run by woke policies and delusional political leaders, it fails at everything, as we've seen since the day of Biden took office. Now, delusional Joe Biden says he wants to inject American-made F-16 fighter jets into the fray, no doubt flown by U.S. military fighter pilots, who will inevitably be shot down by Russia's anti-air systems, which are vastly superior to anything the U.S. currently deploys. This will put American pilots in the hands of the Russian military, giving Russia the direct evidence they need to declare that the United States has entered the war directly. At this point, Russia may decide to initiate its own existential threat posture and start launching nuclear missiles at Western targets, including key cities in the United States and across Western Europe. That is a very real scenario, Melody. That is a very real scenario. That's a very scary scenario. You agree?
You know, it really is. It really is. And there's that thing is changing so fast. And I don't know. Well, once I saw those F-16s heading over there, that's when I knew personally, I think it's a done deal.
It is a done deal. And on top of this, Images claiming to show U.S. vehicles used in raid into Russian spurs questions. Ask about imagery emerging on social media reporting that to show U.S.-made armored vehicles captured in Russia during this week's close cross-border incursion. The Pentagon said it did not authorize the transfer of equipment to paramilitary organizations outside the Ukrainian armed forces by Kyiv and received no request to do so. Now, I don't trust the Pentagon. And I don't trust Zelensky. I don't trust either one of them. I do believe they put Americans' military weapons or vehicles in there to do this with. I truly believe that. I think the U.S. knew it, and I know Ukraine knew it. Images appeared on social media claiming to show that the two pro-Ukrainian Russian partisan groups, the Freedom for Russian Legion and the Russian Volunteer Corps, used several U.S. donated vehicles during their cross-border attack on Russia. While we cannot independently confirm the use of those vehicles in an attack, the ORC's open source weapons tracking group, which only reports on equipment it has visual confirmation of, said that the Russians captured two types of equipment here and that one was damaged and captured. The Ukraine weapons tracker open source investigations group concurred with that assessment. So this group apparently is absolutely reliable, and they said they're there. They got pictures of them. So I know they're there. I have no doubt they're there. And America is pushing Russia to war.
Yeah.
That's just that easy, Melody. I mean, I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I can see that far.
I know. And it's, well, I know. I didn't mean that I know that you weren't the brightest bulb.
Yes, you did. It's all right.
I wasn't affirming that. Okay. But you are. I mean, you're much brighter than what you would, you know. That's what Bob Chapman used to say. He tell me, he says, you know, that Butch, you know, he goes around saying, you know, that I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box or whatever. And Bob Chapman would say, oh, but he is. So.
Bob is a good guy, and I'm glad he liked me, but I'm just who I am. That's all.
And but, yeah, I know. It's going really scary over there. And again, there's no peace treaties. There's no peace treaty talk.
No,
there's been
not.
Countries that have been trying to get in there, but the U.S. and Zelensky is, it's all or nothing.
It is not a good thing, folks. It's heating up every day. Melody, yeah. I'll let you close her out.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. And we will be back tomorrow. So please join us. And until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me.